13th parak of the Goyim, third Mishnah. Bai shenir bo nega v'hoisa li al gabov. There's a house that had tzaras, and there was a second story above it. Noisin es akoyis l'aliyas. The beams that support the aliyah go to the aliyah, and he does not have to remove them or destroy them when he destroys his house. Nir b'aliyah, the tzaras was in the second story. Noisin es akoyis l'bayis, then the beams that are supporting the second story he keeps, because the bottom person needs it for his roof, for his ceiling. Nir b'aliyah, noisin es akoyis l'bayis. Loi hoisa aliyah al gabov. If there was no second story on top of this house, then avon of eitzav afar nitzim imoy, all the stones and wood and earth that were part that made up this structure are all destroyed together with it. We don't take half of it and leave part of it. Matzil es hamalbeinim. But the thing you don't have to destroy is malbeinim. There's some type of frame, square frame, which they would put on the roof somehow to keep it in proper shape or something. It wasn't the structure itself, it was just something to protect it somehow. Yeah. Screens that are in front of the windows, that's not considered the structure itself. But if you have this, some type of wooden frame which was made somehow to protect parts of the ceiling, is also destroyed with it. The components that make up the building, which are its stones and the wood and the earth that is makes up the house, when you destroy it, they are tomei tumas tzaras, and even if you have a kezais of it, it has a tumah. If you bring that into another house, it will be matama things in the other house. Rabbi Lezer chasma oimer b'mashehim. He says even if they're smaller, as long as it's a full stone that was there or a piece of wood that was there, that's considered a separate full unit of tumah by itself. Passing like the Tanakama, that it has to have a kezais.